This is an oral history interview with Susie Lowry, resident of Davidson, North Carolina. The interview is made on Monday, May 22, 2000. Interviewer is Jan Blodgett, Davidson College archivist. And what I wanted to do was just talk to you today about growing up in Davidson and what you remember about the town and all of your experience. I'd like to start with, where were your parents born?
My mother was born in Lancaster.
Okay.
And my father in Winsboro, South Carolina.
Okay. And you were born in Huntersville?
Yes.
Is that right? Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I don't have any. They all did. I'm the only one there.
And when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. I had two brothers and three sisters.
Okay. Now, when did you all move at the same time when you moved up here from Huntersville, or are you the youngest?
Yeah, we all moved together. We was a family, you know. Mm-hmm.
And when you moved here, did you move to the McConnell farm,
ma'am,
or
we
where
moved
did you?
To Mr. He was a Brown. He was a Brown. I can't think of his first name. But he was old. He had a farm. Mm-hmm. So we moved in his house down here. And I think we lived there about 2 or 3 years, farming mm-hmm. for him. Maybe longer. And then we moved to Dr. McConnell's farm. And farmed for him, I don't know how many years. And you know Miss Caldwell lived out there below the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we moved on her place. Miss Nita Caldwell. She had a little house down there, back down there. We moved in and farmed for her. And when we left there, we moved uptown. Well, we called it uptown.
Uptown? And what was considered uptown?
Uptown. And we had quit farming then. Everybody had jobs after that. And we would work for the white folks, we'd take mm-hmm. care of the children, clean the house, cook.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of farming did you do? Was it vegetables or cotton?
Cotton and corn and cane, molasses cane, and potatoes.
When did you start? How old were you when you
started
out in
the field? I started in Huntersville. I was young, but I'd go along and try to do too, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you'd help plant and help pick at the...
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have to do the weeding?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Boy. Now, how old were you when you stopped, when the family stopped farming?
I was married then.
Oh, okay. Did you marry someone from Davidson?
Well, from out in the country, mm-hmm. yes, ma'am. I'm from Carter Creek.
Carter Creek, okay. How'd you meet him?
Going to school. He wasn't going to school, but I was going to school. He was coming by, he and his cousin was coming by. We were walking to school, you know, walking mm-hmm. from school. And they'd make it their point every day they knew when I'd go to school, I'd come back. So they'd make it every day to come by and wave. And he would get off and want to talk to me, so we just met up back there.
Now, where did you go to school?
Well, you know, at first I went to school in Huntersville.
Okay.
And when we moved up here, I went to, you heard tell Joe Reed School?
Mm-mm.
Down the way Farman here lived.
Okay.
That was a schoolhouse.
Yes. Okay.
And that's where I went. There was two sisters taught school there. So that's
Were they from Davidson, the sisters who taught?
that, no, they was removing the. Oh, they took well in Columbus in the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, how far did you have to go to the school?
About a mile.
About a mile, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, did they come in every day to teach as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know if there was a school with Davidson Presbyterian Church before that school?
Before Jewelry School?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've heard references to one, but I don't know how regular it was. Now, what grades did you go here?
I went through the 8th grade.
And how old were you when you got married?
17.
Okay. So you'd been out of school for a little while. Had you been working on the farm? Or
I was 18.
Eight?
Yes, ma'am, we were working on the farm.
And what did your husband do?
He farmed too. We got married in 1931.
And where was that farm? Was it near where your family's farm was, or?
We were still staying with my family.
Oh, okay. No, 1931, that happened a lot. People stayed with families. And
yes, ma'am.
Now, when did you move then into Davidson?
Well, we all moved into Davidson. You remember, I don't know if you remember, but it used to be a building there at the depot,
mm-hmm.
right there from the depot, was a speed of that. And they made rooms in it, and we all lived in there. That was our home, whole family. So finally, me and my husband, we moved back to Miss Nita's place,
mm-hmm.
but we wasn't fine. We just moved back there. And then we moved from there way over in the country towards Torrance Chapel.
Okay.
We went from, mm-hmm. he was working at the cotton mill. And I was working for the white folks, taking care of the children, cooking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember which family she worked for?
I worked for the, I worked for Miss, so many. I worked some for Miss Langer and Dr. Cummins. You know Bob Cummins?
Bob Cummins. Mm-hmm.
Their family.
Yeah, I know Bob and Deborah pretty well. I never met, well, of course, he was our, Dr. Cummins was dead when I got
mm-hmm.
here, and I saw Betty Cummins once, but never really got to know
mm-hmm.
her.
Yeah, she and her got helpless, you know, she moved to the palace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when she did. Is she dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And when her son got killed, her oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did. And I went for Dr. Williamson. I don't know if you know them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they moved away. They moved to Charlottesville, Virginia. I went up there and stayed 2 weeks with them. Then they got set up, had to raise their
mm-hmm.
children. His first wife died, and they had three little children. And I had to raise up them children and cook and clean for him. So finally he married again.
Mm-hmm.
Children had grown up. And she said, Susie, you know this hospital I do now. You just go here and do this like you've been doing. I ain't going to tell you nothing. I said, you can tell me something you want to eat sometime. I said, I'm tired planning the menu. But she never would.
She never did?
Mm-hmm. Just let me cook what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they go out and get something, you know, bring in some.
Mm-hmm.
So let's cook this. After that.
So most of them were professors at the college?
Yes, ma'am. And I worked for I just can't think. But I worked for so many. Miss Anderson. I got two of them.
Did you help with several families at a time, or just one? You do one for a few years, and then if they moved, you take on another family, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, how long did your husband work at the cotton mill?
Oh, he worked there for years. Till the mill stopped milling. And then he went to the oil mill. He had an oil mill out here. And he worked down there till they stopped.
Were there many African-Americans who worked at the mills?
Mm-hmm.
Were there many African-Americans who worked in the cotton mills?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And, you see, they were just, they'd be working more in the plant stuff. They had, you know, where their bug is.
Mm-hmm.
Where our family stayed there. They the one did the stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're running the things and the cotton and the making it.
The management end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people who lived in the houses around the mills, those were mill workers as well?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to work there for a while to be able to get a house, or?
I don't know how they did. I worked for one. I worked for two over on the hill. I worked for Miss Boy, and I worked for Miss. What was her name? I can't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, where else have you lived in Davidson?
Nowhere but uptown on Griffith Street.
So you and husband moved into a house on Griffin Street? This was before the lake?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, did you move because of the lake, or you just moved recently?
No, I just moved because what do you mean?
When did you move here?
Oh, well, I haven't been here but 2 years.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
No, my house was going down. And they would give everybody a grant. They said we wouldn't give nobody no grant on Griffith Street. So my old house was going down, and I couldn't get nowhere to get it fixed. My husband was sick at that time. And so he passed. And I had raised all the children there.
Mm-hmm.
And they was grown and married out. And so that left nobody but me. And I got tired staying there, freezing every winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them I was just going to sell the place and have my house built. Oh, they didn't want me to do this land. I said, I ain't stood in this land. This is God's land. I want me a house. I'm not going to sit over here and freeze, depending on land. I said, I can't, what can I do with the land? I can't use it. I can't work it. And don't let me build no house on it. So, I just sold it.
Mm-hmm.
I just sold it.
It's a nice house.
Yeah.
Keeps you warm in the winter?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. How many children do you have?
I just had one son,
mm-hmm.
but we raised three of his sisters' daughters. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up. my son grew up with them. And then they went to finish high school and married. One married off and one went to Tennessee. And then she come back. She got sick and she died. She had a son who raised him from a baby. And he's now in Tennessee. And Edna, the oldest. Yeah, she was the oldest girl. No, Lucille was the oldest. But she was the next oldest. And she got married. And she had 8 children.
Oh my goodness.
They moved close to where we were, around us then. We were down on Griffin Street.
Mm-hmm.
And she was over there, you know, where Liberty Wilson stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But he was buying that house.
Okay.
So, she passed, his wife, that was my one we had raised.
Mm-hmm.
And left all them 8 children. Well, some of his people, they wanted some of the children, you know, they
mm-hmm.
wanted to divide them up. And I said, no, I don't want these children to be divided. They call me Mama Susie, right? And so, I said, if y'all can't, if one can't take them all, I said, I'm not going to have them divided up because they'll grow up and won't know each other. And they might end up going with each other, having children or something. I said, I want them all raised together in the same house so they'll know each other. So, well, we can't do that. I can take so-and-so. I said, well, it's not going to be like that. I'll keep them myself. I said, me, Rufus, and God. I said, God will help us to raise these children. So I kept them. I brought them all mm-hmm. up together. And every one of them grown.
Mm-hmm. Are any of them still in Davidson?
Ma'am?
Do any of them still live in Davidson, or have they all moved off?
Well, it's one living in Huntsville,
uh-huh.
one living in Davidson, over there, in the Habitat house.
Uh-huh.
The red house going down Park Street, his
mm-hmm.
Park Street. Where she lived there.
Okay.
And two in Louisville. And two in Baltimore. And one in the Navy.
Well, there are a few of them close at hand, and they haven't all scattered completely away.
Yeah, but they keep in touch with each other. Yes, ma'am. All except Oscar, we don't hardly ever hear from him.
See the Navy?
He's Navy.
Navy. Mm-hmm. Now, where did these kids go to school?
They went to Ada Jenkins mm-hmm. and they went to North, Nick and Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from North. And two of them went to college. One finished and taught school 3 years. And one quit college. Just lacked a half a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't go back and finish that just yet.
Sometimes they'll do that. I have a sister that did something similar to that.
That's a sister. That's the baby sister. So we buried them, raised them, children of God, and the white people were so good to us, you know. After I had kept them all, it was just have to say. Wonderful. The Lord made a way.
Well, tell me a little bit. You go to Reese Temple, Amy Zion Church, right? Tell me a little bit about Reese Temple. When did you start going there, and who have some of the ministers been? And
when I started going there, the lead minister, Reverend Hurst. I've been going there now about 7 years. I said, maybe. And then as she left, Reverend Morton came.
Morton.
Mm-hmm.
I met him.
He did?
Yeah.
And after he left, Reverend Newby,
mm-hmm.
who got me. But there has been Reverend Harris and Reverend Lee. And I can come. There's been some more.
Where did you go before you went to Reese Temple?
Gethsemane.
Oh, okay.
That's my church.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about the history of Gethsemane then.
Gethsemane, when I started Gethsemane, it was down on the hill.
On Pott Street or Eden?
Pott Street, where the habitat houses
are. Okay.
I was sitting right down there where that Lay's house,
mm-hmm.
right there, and there was a mud road.
Mm-hmm. There's a wooden church.
Wooden church.
Now, what happened to that building?
Well, they tore it down.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But
did you go when it was on Pott Street?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And who was the minister then?
I can't think of his name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was one after him, Henry Morris.
Okay.
Yeah, it was two preachers before.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. when Reverend Morris came, were you still on Pott Street, or had you already moved back? Okay. When did it move to Tom?
Well, it moved to the town. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did he get bigger?
You know he was funeral yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had company and couldn't go, but my husband was at his funeral yesterday. Clarence was there.
I seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matt was there.
Yeah, he came for Ada Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence was on the board there. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But did the church on Pott Street get too small? Is that why you moved?
Well, it was going down. It was in the wrong spot. It was rotten in a way.
Mm-hmm. How did you raise the money for the new church?
We just worked and raised.
Fish fries
and
or?
And man.
Did you do fish fries or?
Yeah, we did that. And they got a loan. In the bank. And the Lord has helped us. I wish you'd have heard the history of what Jimmy told about the church
mm-hmm.
yesterday. I can't remember.
Well, did you ever teach Sunday school, or was there a women's group?
No, I didn't teach Sunday school over there, but I went to Sunday school. I sang in the choir, and we didn't have no women's group.
Were you married at the Gethsemane Church?
Mm-hmm.
Were you married inside the church, or were you married at home?
Who was I married? I was married in the preacher's house. The preacher who married me.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I was married in another lady's house near below.
Here in Davidson?
Well, it's kind of up.
Toward Mooresville?
Yes, yeah, right up the road, they call the place Sheraton.
Oh, Sheraton, okay.
Yeah, these mm-hmm. houses, all of them, you know, torn down.
Mm-hmm. Were you here when they had the fire in Brady's Alley? It was in 1949, I think. Or 1950.
Brady's Alley.
Brady's Alley, over there by the soda shop. where the Duke Power Building is, the old Duke Power Building by the post office. There were families living in houses between Main Street and what's now Jackson Street.
Yeah, I guess I was here.
It was a Sunday morning, and there were several families that got burned out, and then that's when they started building some of the houses up here. It was before Lakeside.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They call it Brady's Alley.
Brady's Alley.
Brady's Alley. You know, Brady's Alley. I went to the alley. I was here.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little about, one of the things I don't know very much about is when houses started getting built. I know about the businesses on Main Street, but not where, like when Mott Circle started or Eden Street and when different parts of town. I know Ken Norton grew up on, or lived for a while on North Thompson Street.
I don't know exactly when they started building that.
Have there always been houses around the Ada Jenkins School, or when it was the school, were there many houses around it?
Yes, ma'am. There was houses all down that road. Down that, there's houses all already built, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's...
So they built the school near the houses?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there a field there when they built the school, or did they have to take down some houses?
I don't think they took no houses down there.
There was just a field and they... Were you ever on the PTA for the Ada Jenkins? Do you remember anything about it when they closed Ada Jenkins and started sending the students to Davidson Elementary? And
I can remember, but I don't remember the year. Yeah.
What was that like?
It was just going, getting shabby. I can't. Keeping it up. I still didn't have no heat.
How many of the children you raised were still in school when it... Were they still attending Ada Jenkins, or were they already finished when it closed?
They had finished.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me what you like best about living in Davidson.
I just like Davidson.
Well, if somebody was new and coming to Davidson, what would you want them to know about the town?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a quiet town. People are friendly. I think it's a nice place to live.
If you could change anything about it, what would you change?
I know one thing that you should do, have a grocery store in town. We used to have one close by. Seniors to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stores over there. Over there. And up there now, it's so high. And it's not, you know, it's a grocery store. It's mm-hmm. not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't have enough space. Where do you shop now?
We have to go to group to convenience. How many people?